The Rondo in C by Mozart, one of the soloists whose appearance with the TSO I am personally really looking forward to in 2026-27, violinist Isabel Faust. From her Grammy-winning recording with Il Giardino Armonico, she comes to Toronto to perform Beethoven's Violin Concerto. You're listening to Sunday Night at the TSO. I'm Kathleen Kajioka, and yes, the news of the week is the big reveal of the TSO's next season. Designed by music director Gustavo Gimeno, there is a lot to unpack, so I've brought in someone to help me. Who better than TSO Concertmaster Jonathan Crowe? Jonathan, welcome back to Sunday Night at the TSO.
Thank you so much.
And welcome home. You're recently back from an incredible 2 weeks in Europe. How was it? And have you recovered?
That's right. Yeah, I would say I've recovered. It's been a big week since getting back. We did a big Mahler symphony on tour and just finished up playing Mahler's Ninth Symphony this week. So it's been, you know, kind of fast-paced. But the tour itself was incredible. We played in some of the world's greatest venues in cities that the symphony had never been to before. We got to go over through Spain. And then, of course, we're playing in Amsterdam at the beautiful Concertgebouw, Vienna at the Concerthaus. And it was such a privilege and a pleasure for us to get to take our music to these, you know, iconic halls of the world.
Well, the new season has been announced. It's always, I have to say, like unwrapping presents on Christmas Day. So many delights. There's so much to look forward to. A lot of great repertoire in the lineup for 2026-27. Is there anything in particular that has your toes wiggling?
Oh my gosh, there's so many things. And I got the new brochure right in front of me. I'm just kind of scrolling through right now. We have so many great violinists coming. And this is, you know, I'm a violinist, something very dear to my heart. Ray Chen's coming. Jimmy Ennis just turned 50. He's touring Canada, celebrating his 50th birthday. He'll be coming back. And you mentioned Isabel Faust. She's one of the world's great violinists. Doesn't come to North America quite as much. So we're really happy to have her back. And of course, doing Beethoven's Concerto. She was born to play that piece. Big orchestra repertoire. We have so many great pieces that really kind of showcase the orchestra. We're doing Scheherazade. We're doing Ein Heldenleben. We're doing John Adams' Harmonielle in celebration of his birthday. Shostakovich 5. You know, the list just goes on. It's amazing.
Wow. How do you, I guess you just really have to take it week to week. An amazing lineup of soloists, as well as you mentioned all those violinists who are coming. And then you've got the Canet Mason, three members of the family
right.
are coming. Now, this season once again brings TSO talent to the fore, which is always a great thing. And you yourself will be featured in Walton's Violin Concerto. Why did you choose this piece?
Oh, that's a great question. You know, Walton is a piece I just love. It's quite difficult. It's a fairly big orchestration, and it's beautiful writing for the orchestra, but it's also very difficult writing for the orchestra. And I'm really excited that the conductor, Andrew Manzi, has agreed to do this. He's a fantastic violinist himself. Mm-hmm. And so I'm happy to play it with somebody that will understand, you know, some of what I'm going through on stage, I suppose.
That's a very good point and not something that everyone would think about, actually. Who else is coming front and center from within the orchestra this season?
I think specifically there's one amazing program where Heidi Bearcroft on harp and Joseph Johnson on cello will be playing two new works, a harp concerto by Kevin Lau and Emily LaBelle's cello concerto. These are both world premiere TSO commissions. So that's something that's definitely not to miss.
Wow. Of course, savvy concertgoers will know to buy tickets on dates when the TSO chamber soloists are also performing. It's a great add-on to your ticket to hear TSO members in a more intimate configuration in a concert just before the main program. And this is a series that you create, Jonathan. What's in store this season?
Something that we're particularly proud of this year is that we're playing with so many of our guest artists, and they'll join us to play chamber music. And as the word has gotten out about the TSO chamber soloists, sometimes the soloists will come to us and say, hey, can I play chamber music with members of the orchestra? Can we do something together? We're really thrilled that Angela Hewitt, James Ennis, Renaud Capuçon will all perform with us. And specifically, Renaud had said, hey, I want to play with some of the youth orchestra members.
Oh.
So he's going to be doing, yeah, he's going to be doing Ravel's Introduction and Allegro alongside members of the TSYO,
wow,
which is
thrilling.
Such an amazing opportunity
wow.
for them.
Yeah, that's going to be absolutely amazing for them. Now, the whole season wraps up with nothing small, Mahler 8, and the Symphony of 1000, which is also going to be recorded. What are your feelings about performing this one with Gustavo?
I think in the presentation to the orchestra musicians, he said it was the thing he was the most excited and slightly intimidated about or something. And for sure, when you're recording Mahler and you think of the amazing renditions on disc, the idea of recording that is so exciting. but also a little bit scary. You know, there's so much going on, and it's such an incredibly great piece is that we want to do it justice.
But also, to be fair, I must point out that the first recording that you did with him was Messiaen's Turanga Lila Symphony. Talk about so many things going on.
I know, right?
Talk about chaos. Almost be like easy crazy. By comparison.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah. There's something about Mahler in particular, right? Because I think every orchestra puts its stamp on something. And when you think about the great orchestras that have said, okay, we're going to put our stamp on Mahler, you're up against the Concertgebouw Orchestra, the Vienna Phil, with the world's great conductors. And I think it says something about the Toronto Symphony with Gustavo Gimeno that we are now kind of one of those orchestras that we feel comfortable presenting ourselves alongside these great orchestras.
That's awesome. That's really awesome. Well, speaking of recordings, that's the other news. Another fabulous recording has come out, your Bar Talk with Gustavo Gimeno for Harmonia Mundi. How does it feel to have the miraculous Mandarin and Concerto for Orchestra finally out in the world?
Oh, it's incredible. We're nominated for a Juno for that. And as a musician, you know, we spend so long playing it. We listen to the takes. We kind of work on what we think we want to do better when we're listening backstage between movements or between concerts. But it's interesting to get the final product because so much goes into the final product that we are not aware of. It goes through this whole process of mastering and balancing and all kinds of things are done. And we don't really know what it's going to sound like. Mm-hmm. So I was really thrilled to put it on and just hear the first few notes of the Bartok Concerto for Orchestra and be like, oh my gosh, it sounds amazing. The orchestra sounds great. The pickup is incredible. The Harmonia Mundi team is amazing and they make our orchestra sound just fantastic.
Well, they can only do that if they have something to work with. And I have to say the orchestra does sound amazing. One recording after another. I'm so proud of our very own TSO. Now, I adore Bartok, but I often struggle to describe his music to newcomers. How would you do that?
Oh, that's a great question. I mean, we think of Bartok as being modern, but in a way, he's taking the most kind of like old, ancient, authentic music ever. It's like lots of dance forms, lots of virtuosity. He's just kind of going a little bit further, perhaps, than Beethoven or Brahms would have gone. But all of the things that you love about classical music and the symphony are there. These wonderful, big, warm sounds, the mix between intimate moments and, you know, huge climaxes. It's all there, and it just goes slightly further than the composers before him.
Well, congratulations on a great recording, and thank you so much for joining me tonight to unpack what is going to be an amazing 2026-27 season.
Thank you. Always a pleasure.
That was TSO Concertmaster Jonathan Crowe. Hear him and all of his TSO colleagues in the new album, Bar Talk, The Miraculous Mandarin and Concerto for Orchestra, available wherever you stream. And see all the details of the TSO's 2026-27 season at tso.ca. Let's hear from the new recording now. The TSO sounding as hot as ever from The Miraculous Mandarin. This is The Chase.